Okay. So the recording has started. Okay. Live on Facebook. Good. Okay. So now, good. And shall we start? It's fun. No, another 1 minute. We'll wait and then we can start. Lalitangi Mataji, you're set, right? Everything is set?
Yes, Mataji.
Okay.
Are you able
Great.
to
We'll
hear
wait
me?
for another one. Yes, we are able to hear you clearly.
Okay.
And meanwhile, let me also.
So we are not breaking out, right?
No, we are not breaking out. We just have 41 participants, so we won't be breaking out. Okay, and so it's all good now. So then, shall we start our class? Yeah, it's 5:15. We can start our session. It's recording has started. You can start, Mataji. So before we go into the class, our presenter today is Her Grace Lalitangi Radha Mataji. We are going to have a very interesting session. Keep your ears all open. If you have any questions or if you're prompted to speak, raise your hand. There is an option on Zoom to raise your hand under reactions. So please raise your hand and we will unmute you accordingly. Okay? You already have questions. Okay. Put your hand down now. Only when we ask questions, you can raise your hand. Okay, Lalitangi Mataji, you can take over. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Let's do the prayers. Om Ajnana Timiran Dasyam Jnananjana Shalakaya Saksharam Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Guru Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dina Tarinam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine నమస్తే సారస్వతి దేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశకారిణి జై శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య కవి నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాచాది గౌర భక్త బృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ వెల్కమ్ ఎవ్రీబడి To the summer camp, the first session. So today we are going to see a small history from Mahabharata. Basically, it's a small incident that happened in the Mahabharata, and we will be seeing values in that. And then, based on that, you'll have a Kahoot group. So. Have your ears on for all the details. So, Mahabharata. Maha is great. Bharata is the story about Bharata Varsha. So, Bharata Varsha is a great land of India. Previously, it was a whole world. And this was the story, the great story of the great land. So, we have this epic Mahabharata, and I know all of you would be knowing what Mahabharata is, but let me give you a small introduction until we come to the section of our study today. So Pandavas were 5 in number. They are good natured. They always followed religious dharmic codes. Kauravas, their cousins, were 100 in number. And they were evil-natured, filled with envy and jealousy. So Pandavas embodied divine qualities, while Kauravas embodied demoniac qualities. So the eldest of the Pandava is Yudhishthira among the 5, and he was crowned as a crown prince, and he ruled the country for 1 year. And this the Kauravas couldn't tolerate, so they made an arrangement that Pandavas were sent into a forced vacation for a year in a palace that was fully built of wax inside, but it doesn't seem like it's a wax. So the reason that they made the wax palace is that, as you know, the candle, wax candle, once you light it, immediately in less than minutes, maybe 1 minute or so, the whole of wax is melted. So their idea was to set fire to this wax palace at the end of the year, when the forced vacation was supposed to end, so that people will think that this was an accident and Pandavas would be ruled out. But due to the intervention of their uncle, Vidura, who was a noble-minded uncle of them, so they found out this plan and they escaped from there. So when they escaped from there, according to the advice of Vidura, they were disguised as Brahmanas. So they did not show their identity as Pandavas, the Kshatriyas. And so the whole world was believing that the Pandavas got into a fire accident and they are no more. So they moved through different towns and villages and so many sub-stories, histories, what happened. And it's all, you know, filled with dharmic codes. Like once you start reading it, you don't feel like keeping it down. So when they reached the village called Ekachakra, there was a huge demon called Bakasura, who was cannibal. And he was there coming into the village and randomly attacking them. So one of the Pandavas, Bhima, he took the task of dealing with Bakasura. And he very easily killed him. That itself is a big episode that shows the valor and power of Bhima. And after that, people were all wondering, how is it that, you know, these five Brahmanas, they're so powerful and, you know, how could they kill Baka?
There are some complaints that the voice is not clear, so maybe your headphones you can move or change.
Is it clear now?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay, so maybe yes. I think I should talk a little slow, right? Is that work? Will that work?
No, it was just the static of the headphones.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so a Brahmana visited their house where they were staying in Ekachakra, and he started describing about the Swayamvara, or the ceremony where the princess would select a qualified prince. So he started talking about that.
So is it okay? Is it clear now?
Yes.
Okay. So he was telling about the extraordinary Swayamvara of an extraordinary girl who was not born from a woman. Her name was Draupadi. Draupadi was born from a sacrificial fire. And the story of how Draupadi came, that's a different one. But Draupadi's father, in short, Draupadi's father, Drupada, had a political quarrel with Dronacharya. So he started performing a yajna. Yajna is a fire sacrifice where he would beg for the prasadam from the priest after the fire sacrifice, so that his queen can take that prasadam and she would deliver a boy. His main aim of performing the fire sacrifice was to get a boy who would be able to kill Dronacharya. So when the fire sacrifice was happening, somehow the queen, she was not in a position to take the prasadam immediately. And as we know that the holy food or prasadam, when it comes into our hand, we are supposed to immediately honor it. So the priest put it back into the sacrificial arena, and from that glowing fires came out a glowing personality who came out as his youth. He had a bow and an arrow, and there was a ashariri, or a voice from the sky, that called his name as Drishtadyumna, and he will be the killer of Dronacharya. But yes. Along that, after him came a celestial beautiful woman, and her name was Draupadi, and there was a voice from the sky that announced that Draupadi would be the nemesis of the bad Kshatriya kings. So they said that this is the history of Draupadi, and there is a Swayamvara of her, and Brahmana asked all the people, asked the Pandavas, I think you should go to Kaumkhilya. That is a place where the Swayamvara of Draupadi was supposed to happen in a grand way. So while they were, so we saw this, the reason for Drishtadyumna and Draupadi's appearance. So what happened was, after Drishtadyumna was born, Drupada entrusted Drishtadyumna to Dronacharya to teach him the military science. So Dronacharya very well know that this person would be responsible for my death. And using the skills, military skills that I am going to teach him. But still, Dronacharya was very liberal Brahmana. He knew that death is for sure for the body, and he's not going to die. And he saw the killer as an instrument in the hands of the destiny. And he was so liberal as a Brahmana, he shared whatever knowledge he had about military science, as he would do to his own son Ashwatthama, to Drishtadyumna. So my question is, would you be so liberal with an enemy like this? What are your thoughts on why he was so magnanimous? So if anyone wants to answer these questions, quickly, you can raise your hand, and Preeti Vilasi Mataji, can you unmute one of them who raised their hands?
Amargashi Mataji, can I say?
Yeah.
He wanted to teach him the military science because he wanted to be, killed in a formal way. So his student, like, in his teachings, he would die.
Yeah. That's so nice, you see. Yeah. So he had, what do you think, like, was he worried about his death?
No.
Thank you.
He wanted his teachings to kill him.
Okay, yeah. That's a nice, interesting answer. Okay, so anybody has any other thoughts on why he was so magnanimous?
Yes, Mataji.
Yeah, go ahead. What's your name?
This is Mishti.
Okay.
So I think he was so magnanimous because he knew that, like, that destiny and fate, it cannot be, like, countered. So he knew that's going to happen. So why not? So he knew, and also it was a good thing to teach someone. So he decided just to teach Drishtadyumna, even if Drishtadyumna was going to use it back on him.
Wow, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. So we learned this quality of being liberal and, you know, being not so worried, because Bhagavad Gita, where Mahabharata ends, Bhagavad Gita starts there. And Bhagavad Gita starts with the concept of a sober person or a learned person will not be bewildered by life and death. Because whether in death, whether the body is living or dead, we always, the soul continues to live. Okay, so let's see what happened next. So Pandavas started on their journey towards Kaumkhilya, and they walked day and night because they had to reach the place at the time of the fixed time of the Swayamvara. So when they came to cross the river Ganges, it was just after nightfall. When they were about to enter the river, they heard a loud voice. So it said, "Halt! Who dares approach this river at such a time?" And then the voice continued to speak. They were not able to see him, but then the voice continued to speak that, "I am the Gandharva Angara Parana. I'm a friend of Kuvera. I'm bathing here at this point of time. Not even the gods and demons would dare come here. How can the human beings are so bold? So leave quickly or I will kill you." This was his speech. So immediately Arjuna, so he could not tolerate this proud speech and a hurtful speech of Gandharva. And immediately he said that, it is not true that the rivers are, there are time allocated for rivers and it's there only for a few, access to only few people at that time. So I don't care for this, and I am not weak to fear your threat like this. So we are anyway going to bathe in the city. So that was his answer. But so he did not even wink his eye. He had no fear in his heart when he heard this voice. So immediately, Angaraparna made himself available and he shot 100 arrows. You can imagine 100 arrows at a blinding speed, less than a second maybe. So, but what Arjuna had in his hand was torch, with a fire torch. All of them were carrying fire torch and they were walking along. So Arjuna, with no weapons, with just the fire torch, he moved in a blinding speed in such a way that all the 100 arrows were falling. Then immediately he invoked the fire weapon, Agneyastra, which he learned from his guru, and it was passed down through his ancestors to his guru. And he didn't have any bow and arrow, but he imbued the fire torch with the Agneyastra weapon, and he hit it, he threw it with full force at the chariot of Angaraparna. And what happened to Angaraparna's chariot? It was immediately burnt black and it was burned to ashes. So Angaraparna had to fall headlong, and he was like fainted and dazed. And Arjuna at that time took his hat, and he did not kill him. He took him to his elder brother. So that is a culture. So we don't take things or do things independently. We always go to our elders for their decision. So when he came there and Yudhishthira was looking, suddenly a celestial woman, Angaraparna's wife, Kumbhinashi, she came and she said that, please bestow your mercy upon my husband and please set him free. So immediately Yudhishthira said that it is a dharma, or it is a general code of conduct, to forgive anyone who has surrendered or who has sought shelter. So I release you. So immediately Gandharva then said that my pride has been crushed by your younger brother, and he left me alive. He could have killed me. He left me alive. So I wanted to give Arjuna a gift in return. So he offered two gifts. One is his power of divine sight, that is called Chakshushi, which means that if you are able to see, you can sit in one place and you can see anything anywhere, not only in this world, in the three worlds. And you see something, you know what it is about. Everything, the knowledge about that thing is revealed to you. So this is the divine knowledge of that. So that's called Chakshushi. And then also he said that I will give you celestial horses, which are white horses, which could run so faster than even the fastest car. So do you think Arjuna accepted the offer?
No, Mataji.
Okay, why?
No, Mataji.
Yeah, why did you think Arjuna didn't accept the offer?
Because Mataji, Arjuna said Arjuna took the advice and became a Brahmana. So if he had these horses, he would be tempted to use them.
Yeah, okay, that's a nice, interesting answer. Yeah. Anybody else wants to try?
Mataji, he also didn't want to get he didn't want to use the vision for, because he's only a Brahmana, and he didn't want to use it for other purposes. Just like the other person said about using the horses.
Okay, so since he was disguised as a Brahmana, you say that he didn't want to use that. Okay. So let's see what's the answer. Arjuna said, it's my duty to release you, and I cannot accept charity for that. If I accept a charity for my duty, it's like accepting a bribe. You see how self-controlled Arjuna is. He was not a bit greedy. And what was his duty? He could have killed. He would have killed if his elder brother asked him to kill. But he just listened to his elder brother, controlled his anger and passion, he was not having any hatred towards him. So he said that I just listened to my elder brother, that's my duty, and I'm not accepting a bribe for you. So immediately Angara Paranam praised this, and he said that, okay, I'm not giving you a charity, but let's do an exchange. So I don't know about Agneyastra, you know it. So you teach me that, and I will teach you, I will give you these gifts in return. So yeah, that was made. And then before Arjuna agreed to that, and then before that, Arjuna inquired. Because, see, Angara Paranas agreed that I will give you Chakshuchi, right? So that means he has that. So when he had first seen these Pandavas, he must know that they are coming from a noble lineage and they are not evil kings, and they didn't mean to hurt anyone. So why? Arjuna's question was, why he had to challenge them in such harsh words when he already knew about their noble lineage? So the Gandharva said that, I know your great lineage, but yet I was overcome by anger. Normally, the celestial beings, they are filled with good qualities. They have very less bad qualities. But anger is such a thing that it would overcome and bind anyone. So we all know this, right? In our daily life, how we are suddenly and quickly, we are being bothered by anger. And then in that situation, so my question to you now, let's take a pause here. And if you want to answer this question, raise your hand. So in a situation, if you're angry, how do you react? For example, you're angry on your brother. They did something, brother or sibling or someone, they did really bad. And then my next question, the next part of the question is, does the feeling of hate continue after you have calmed down? Or what is the feeling that you have after you have calmed down?
Mataji, so when I'm angry, I often don't like to talk to that person, and then I avoid them and I just stay away from them, and when I've calmed down, then I feel much better, and then I don't feel mad at them anymore.
Thank you. That's a real nice graphic depiction. Okay, anybody else? So you would walk away from the situation, right? Thank you. Okay, anybody else?
Mataji, can I see?
Yeah, go ahead.
When I'm angry, I like to go to my room and read a book, and then I get immersed in that book, and then when I'm done with the book, I don't feel angry anymore.
Okay, that's a nice calming technique. So you need to have this like a software. When I'm angry, what I'm going to do?
Mataji, can I say?
Yeah, go ahead.
When I'm angry, I go outside.
Okay, you go
outside. Play.
That's right. I would even do that. Yeah.
Mataji, can I say?
Yes, Krishna.
When I'm angry, I sit maybe down or maybe play an instrument or something. Just sit down for a bit, I guess.
So when you're angry, you would sit down for a bit.
Yeah, and just think over the stuff that made me angry.
That's right.
Hare Krishna Mataji. When I get angry, I usually go to sleep.
Really?
Yes, I actually try to fall asleep. When I'm really angry, and then I wake up and I just forget about everything. Forget about what happened an hour ago. So.
Okay, good. Yeah, so the sleep is it's like a pause time, and then when you've forgotten what had happened, so the feelings of hate doesn't continue. So normally, yeah, when I'm angry also, I do something, and then after that, I repent. Do you repent too?
When I'm angry, I just
turn on the TV and watch something, and then.
Okay, so that's your way of distracting from the anger, right? So you get it off your heart and mind. Okay, good. So the point is, Krishna talks about this anger so much in Bhagavad Gita, and as a human being, believe me, we have the power to analyze ourselves and know what is our weakness and try to slowly develop good qualities in us. So there was this, I asked this question to a Maharaj, you know, a guru, a sannyasi. So he told me one thing, that anger because comes when there is a conflict between two people. So he told me that maintain a gratitude book. Means if when you are in a normal condition, write something good about that person. Maybe it may be your friend, it may be your mother or father or anyone whom you're, or your sibling whom you're closely living with. Try and write some good qualities in a gratitude book and keep adding to that good qualities. So when you get angry, you need to have the software that, you know, you go and open that gratitude book. So then normally what happens is when we are angry, we are completely bewildered and confused, and there is a memory loss. Whatever good that person has done, it tends to completely erase from our memory. So the gratitude book, when you see that, oh, my brother or sister has been so good to me. They have done this to me. My parents have done this to me. My spouse have done this to me. If so, when you read that, that comes back, and then we say, okay, the person is so good. So if there is some little faults, let us overlook it and get along. So immediately our anger will calm down. And when we are calming down from the anger, we can see what is our fault in that too. So that's a very, you know, important thing that we need to learn this art. And learning of the scriptures, chanting of the holy name is an effective way. This is an effective method of meditation that we need to be practicing every day so that the good intelligence comes from Paramatma within. Okay? So what happened was Arjuna further asked the question to Angara Parma that, see, I am a human being and you are a Gandharva. Gandharva is in a superior position to the human being. It's like this. Gandharva has some special powers. They can become visible and invisible. And it's like this. Someone who's from the top of the hill watching you from below and you're fighting to that person who's standing in the top, he has a better view. He knows what you're going to do. Rather, he's hiding and you cannot see. So it's normal and likely that he will win. So Arjuna asked that, how was I, a human being, was able to control, conquer you, a Gandharva, who had much more powers than a human being? The Gandharva replied that, you know why? Because you are a celibate and you have exercised self-control. You were a brahmachari and you did not do anything wrong in your student life. So this was a great lesson, you know, to all of us. And we learn these lessons from these great personalities and how we see how divine qualities they have. So, you know, there is, we are in this world and there are so many friends and some may be like us who like to exercise self-control, who knows what is right and what is wrong and who would do the right thing. But some may not have had this background or training, and so they would, you know, try to do anything that they feel like it's good to do. So overcoming that pressure is a constant challenge. So my next thought question to you is, what would you do if you are pressurized in a circumstance to do something that you know is not right? You know your values and you know that it's not right, but your friends around you are doing it and they are telling, come on, what is this? You are a baby. What would you do at that time?
Hare Krishna Mataji, this is Anshu.
Yeah, Anshu.
If my friends pressurize me to like do something that is not safe or that's not right, I will just tell them to like stop to tell me to do that activity, which is not safe. Or if they're not listening, then I'll tell an adult.
Very good. Very, very good. Thank you. That's it. Okay, you would go away and tell someone about that. Okay, yeah, that's nice. So,
you have a question, Mataji?
Yes, Ashutosh.
I will explain the bad thing that they're doing and the reason that they should not do it.
Yes, that's very nice. Not only you are saving yourself, you are giving them the knowledge also. Okay,
Mataji. Also, we shouldn't even have any association with those guys. Like, that's the main thing. We should just go home to someone else.
Exactly, Shreyas. Yes. See, that's an important thing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught. Asat Sangha Tyaga in Vaishnava Acharya. So if you are friends are constantly doing something that are against your values, then and they're not
listening
to you, you say them stop, it's not good, then it's better to stay away and choose the right association so that they will benefit from you and you will also benefit from them. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Mataji. If I were in a pressurized situation or like with my friends or they're doing something bad, I would probably just leave and like if they not be their friends anymore because we shouldn't have association with people like that.
Very good. Yeah. So that's the thing. You try your best, but then after that, if it's not working out, then you leave it because there are only two possibilities. Either you can influence them or they can influence you, right? So if you are able to influence them, then you are giving them your association. But if they are influencing you, then you are taking their association. Okay, that's nice. Okay, so we all brainstorm. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Mataji. What I would do is that I would tell an adult that these people are doing something that they're not supposed to do, or say that they can say whatever they want, but I'm obviously not gonna join what they're doing because I know it's bad for myself.
Thank you so much. Yeah. So in summary, you couldn't stay in that situation and you would inform an adult what they're doing. Thank you, Sish.
Hare Krishna Mataji. So if I was in a pressure situation, I would just tell them to do it themselves. What they're telling me to do, I would just tell them to do it themselves instead of asking me to do it.
Yes. So they are put in a fix and they would have to decide whether it's right or wrong. Yeah, that's a good way to. Thank you, Yoshi. Okay, so let's move ahead. And so Angara Parana, so this is a conversation between Angara Parana and Arjuna. So Angara Parana told Arjuna that one more valuable piece of advice, he said that either you have to be self-controlled and you need to be following the values, and if you didn't break it, then you are very powerful. Or otherwise, one other way you can be powerful is that when you take learn from a proper guru and take regular counsel from him to be successful. So immediately Arjuna asked, can you tell us who would be such a priest who can accompany us like that? Because he had the divine vision. So immediately Angara Parna said that, yes, you go to this forest from this much distance from here. When you walk towards your north, you will come to a hermitage of the sages. And when you continue, when you ask them for a sage called Daunya, he would be accompanying you throughout the rest of your stay in the forest. And you would with his help, you can cross over all the difficulties in life. So our mind is like is like a lake. So in lake there is water, and if you throw a pebble inside the lake, what happens? It becomes a rippled lake. When the lake is like the water in the lake is disturbed like this, then you can't see clearly the reflection of the tree nearby. So similarly, our mind is also like a lake water, and every day in and day out, there are so many things that are happening that it's like throwing pebbles in them. So not that always we are in a steady state of mind. So when we are confused like that, so what it is told in the scriptures is that we should approach someone who is wise and clear in his thinking. Like, see, there is an angry elephant here. So when he's angry, especially, he cannot see his reflection clearly. So you see, throughout the day, we are keep on disturbing our mind, throwing pebbles of anger, greed, and some, you know, arguments, things like that. So we don't have a clear mind. So when one is disturbed like it is difficult to take proper decisions. And our mind, when it is disturbed, is like seeing our reflection in water with ripples. Okay, so this was his valuable piece of advice. And then Angaraparna, disappeared and told him that whenever he wanted his help, he is available. So this is the episode of Mahabharata we have discussed here. And we saw that how Arjuna and Angaraparna were like so at odds with each other, they were telling that they're going to kill each other. Okay? But after that is over, so they became the best of friends. Because one person agreed to calm down. Arjuna, he was never overcome with anger, first of all. And on the advice of his, he took the advice of his elder brother Yudhishthira, and then he let him free of his life, and being thankful, Angaraparna did something in return that was very, very effective and valuable for Arjuna. So with the priest, Daumya, they were able to cross over so many obstacles. So the point is, someone may pick up some quarrel with you. Because they picked up some quarrel with you today or tomorrow, because you picked some quarrel with them, it's never that you cut off your relationships. Because friendship with wise is important, we never know who will help us at any point of time. So we need to learn this art of overlooking the differences and not harboring hard feelings. So when we see the good only in others, we will be able to move on and succeed in life. So now, two things we learned from this, that that not to take things seriously and not to harbor hard feelings, and see the good quality in others. Even though your friend may have a fault or a sibling may have a fault, what is the good in them? So when we practice like this, seeing good in others, so when our mind suggests that, oh, this person is bad, automatically, because we have practiced seeing good in others, there will be a wise counsel that says that why we should see the good in others, and slowly, slowly, this fault-finding mentality will go. And once when we are equipoised, then we'll see everybody are our friends. So I'm going to open up now and ask you this question, that have you come across in your life where you were at odds, or you thought that, you know, I'm not going to be friends with this person anymore, and then you patched up?
Mataji, this actually happened to me once, because like me and my friend, like we were doing a project, and we didn't like, we had completely different ideas of what we're gonna do, and we quarreled over it, and eventually we ended up patching together, and like ended up like going on the same idea.
Yeah.
And
thank you Siddharth. Yeah, so that's an important thing, to overlook other faults, because if you overlook others' faults, then they will overlook your faults too, right? All of us are,
yes,
faults, right? We are all not good. So when we practice that, then we get it back. See, violence breeds violence. Generosity breeds generosity. So anyone else wants to comment on this? if you have an experience to share.
I had like experience where like sometimes I would just like get mad for like the like smallest like just like make my friend making fun of me, but it's just like for fun, so I shouldn't make like a big deal out of it, and then like we made up after that.
Wow, thank you, Kaushiki. That was very nice. Okay, so let's
do you want to start? Me?
Yeah, I just thought I would summarize what
we okay, did. Yes.
Quickly, so that was, we saw about the Pandavas and the Kauravas and how Mahabharata, I mean, it's such a history, it's a really happened history with people of noble qualities, and each and every episode teaching us tons of lessons. And we saw how Drishtadyumna and Draupadi were born, and how Dronacharya was so liberal to teach the skills. So even his future person, he would kill him. And then how the Pandavas were driven out of their kingdom, and they had no problem wandering as Brahmanas and begging food. They were not attached to their royal kingdom. And when they came, they heard about Kampilya, and they started walking, and how they met this Gandharva Angaraparna, and there was Angaraparna challenged Arjuna to fight, and Arjuna was so dexterous, and he used his Agneyastra, and Angaraparna was overpowered. Yudhishthira told him that you cannot kill him, so Angaraparna, being thankful to Arjuna for letting him live, so he offered Arjuna the divine knowledge of Chakshushi and a host of white horses, but Arjuna didn't want to accept it was like a bribe for a duty he had to do. So he said that I'm not accepting charity. Then he said that let's exchange. You teach me Agneyastra. Before that, Arjuna had this conversation and he asked a few questions that why he was very rude and in the beginning. And then Angaraparna, you know, it requires a great quality to accept that you are angry. Okay, that acceptance, that I made a mistake, that's a huge amount of humility required for me. So he said, I was overcome by anger. Then Arjuna asked how he was able to defeat him. Then he said that you had remained a celibate and you exercised self-control. So this is something we learn about from Arjuna, that how we can be self-controlled and strong in our principles, and how our mind is like very easily gets disturbed, and so we should always take counsel from someone wise. And even if we run into trouble with someone, we don't take it seriously, we forgive others, we overlook the faults of others, and we continue our friendship. Okay, so it's time to play now, Kahoot. Okay, so I'm going to so this is a pin number.
Everyone can enter the pin number.
So how to mute music?
Oh, how to mute the music?
On the top right.
Okay, the kids know better. Okay.
You go to the Kahoot website. It's on the top right.
Okay. So everyone, meanwhile, please enter the PIN number on your device. Or you can go to Kahoot.it. Or you can go to Kahoot.it. If you do not have a NAP on your device. You can check out the WhatsApp message on the group if you need any guidance. If you have an app, that's great. If you do not have an app, just log in to kahoot.id and punch in the PIN number 794491. So I see a lot of participants have joined. There are 39 players. We still have 30 players to enter. Now we have 43 players. We want all of you to come in. 45 now. Few more minutes. 48. 50 players. 19 more players to enter. Please enter. Fifty-three players are on. We need all of you to get in.
We think we need 14 more players.
Yeah.
Because you're not playing.
Okay, is that all? Has everyone entered?
Yeah, we don't want to miss anyone.
Yeah.
Huh? Haven't joined yet.
Okay, Mataji, do you want to start the game?
Okay, I should.
Why are the number of players decreasing?
Can you wait?
I haven't joined.
Okay, many people haven't joined yet. Okay.
Yeah. Can you please join? Whoever has not joined, we don't want to miss anyone. Whoever wants to play, of course, it's optional to play. But if you want to play, please join.
I see there are 50 players. Initially, there were more numbers. So everyone can punch in 794491.
So basically, all of you would have played Kahoot. Do you know?
Yeah. I know how to play Kahoot.
I know how to play.
Mataji, you don't have to wait for people, and so they can still join after the game starts.
Okay.
Wait, I'm connecting. I just need like a minute.
Okay.
Okay. So it's like you will see the question in this, and in your other browser or your app, you need to press in the answer.
Okay, Mataji, thank you.
Is there anyone who has not joined? Who wants to play?
Okay.
Mataji?
Shall we start? People need to join. I'm in.
You're in. Okay. Everyone is in?
Mataji, can we start?
Okay, Srikulasi Mataji, can we start?
Yes.
Okay. So it's 10 questions. Yes. Please punch in the answers. Okay.
Who was Draupadi's daughter? That's the question.
Yeah, who was Drupada's daughter?
Sorry, who was Drupada's daughter?
Okay, so 46 correct answers. Let's see.
Oh,
Nima, you're first, followed by Imagine, Haripriya, Shravan, and Siddharth. Very closely, you're all following each other. Okay, so next question. Who sent Pandavas to Lac Palace? Okay. Siddharth jumped up 2020, followed by Shravan, Haripriya, Aditya, and Panipal. So are you ready for the next question? Why do you think Drona was magnanimous? Okay, so we have 30 right answers. Now we'll see the scoreboard. Panitan has climbed up to the first position, followed by Srishti, Haripriya, Krishna, and Aditya. So Krishna has a streak with 3 correct answers. So let's go to the next question. Arjuna couldn't tolerate the haughty speech of the Gandharva because he was... Okay, so we have 23 correct answers. Let's see now. Srishti climbed up 4, 3, 3, 4, followed by Panitan, Abhayar, Welcome, Haripriya, and Krishna. Okay, so next question. When Kumbhanashi requested shelter for Angaratarna from Yudhishthira, his life was spared because... Okay, so 42 of you have answered right. So Srishti is in the first, followed by Panitan, Krishna, Abhay, and Haripriya. So Panitan has a streak with 5 correct answers in a row. Ready for the next question. What did Angaratarna offer to Arjuna as a note of thanks? So 37 got it right. Let's see the scoreboard. Haripriya A comes first now, followed by Abhay, only 5 points less. And Sachi, Anisha, and Shriya, welcome to the scoreboard. Okay, so let's go to the next question. Dash is the greatest cause of bewilderment. Okay, so 42 of you have given the right answers. Let's see the scoreboard. Haripriya's first. 8403, followed by Abhay, Sachi, Anisha, and Shriya. Up 6 places, Siddharth is the highest climber. Good going, Hari Bol. So let's go to the next question. What must one do when one is confused? Okay, 47 got the right answer. Let's see the scoreboard now. Haripriya continues to be the first, 9861, followed by Abhay R, Sachi, Anisha, and Shriya. 6 players just hit answer streak 4. Ready for the next question, which is the 9th out of 10. Mention the qualities that would keep your friendship going. Forty-four if you have given the right answer. So Haripriya continues to be in the first. 11281. Abhay, Sachi, Anishan, Shriya, it maintains. Great. Okay, so last question, true or false? Okay, do you want to see the scoreboard?
Yes!
50.
So let's see who got the third place. It's Sachi. Haribol.
Haribol.
The second place is Haripriya.
Haribol.
First place is Abhay.
Haribol.
Mataji, some kids, did they get move out of the game or something?
I think fourth and fifth also usually comes. Okay, so how do you play? Yeah, so this is a report. Okay, so sorry, Mataji, what were you asking?
I think it was his phone's problem. He got moved out of the game. I don't know how.
Oh, okay.
Krishna. That's okay. I don't know how it happened.
Sorry. Okay, so we had some reading and we had some fun, and thank you all very much. Can we see all the other places? What do you see? Okay, so we will, what do you think we can do, Mataji? We are right on time.
Oh, sorry. Next session, Hare Krishna, Mataji, you can hear me?
Yes, Mataji, yes.
Okay. So, Mataji, yes. So, we are on time. In fact, we are 5 minutes early. That is really good. Would you like to have a session like this again on Thursday? Or would you want something like a debate,
yes,
sort of a session?
I still like bananas. Yes.
Okay, you like this? So, we'll do this again during our camp once more. So, we were proposing that we'll have something to do with a debate. Do you think all of you would be interested to do that coming Thursday?
Yes, Mataji.
Okay. So we'll continue this pattern as well. We'll catch hold of a nice script and then we'll try to extract values, or we'll try to extract some sort of analysis out of it, which will be interesting to all of us. And we will play Kahoot because all of you seem to like it. Or we can even have debates and play Kahoot. So we'll come up with a different analysis for our next session on Thursday. So your next class is on Thursday, and we'll meet at the same time, and we'll see how it goes. Thank you. Thank you all so much for joining.
Thank you, Lalita.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hi, Mataji.
Bye, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.